I was standing there with my head reeling. My brother was really sick, so sick that they had to stick a needle in him to take out the marrow from his bones. He was so sick that they had to stab a needle into his spinal cord. He was so sick that my dad couldn't bear to tell me about it, and that my mom was instantly crying as soon as the details were mentioned. And everything I had been thinking all week was 100% wrong. My mom recovered enough to ask Jeffrey if he wanted a snack, but he turned kind of green and said he wasn't hungry. I found out later that he had begun chemotherapy for his disease, and that one of the many side effects was nausea.
"Can you put me down? Can I hug Daddy?"
"Of course, honey."
"Daddy, I missed you!"
Despite my shock, I remember thinking, well, you didn't miss much this week, Dad-wise.
"And I missed you too, Stephen. I thought you might be lonely without me, so I got you a souvenir."
At this, Jeffrey pulled something out of his pocket. It was a box of orange Tic Tacs. I couldn't believe it. In the middle of this horrible experience, Jeffrey had thought of me and had even managed to find me a box of my favorite candy. I thanked him, and I really meant it, which wasn't always the case when I showed gratitude to Jeffrey. I remember when he was maybe a year old, Jeffrey went through a phase of picking up random objects from the floor and giving them to one of us, usually me. I'd be right in the middle of building a gigantic Lego space station or whatever, and he would come toddling over and present me with that month's copy of Better Homes and Gardens, or the TV remote, or a used tissue. And my mom would make me stop what I was doing and say thank you. I hated it at the time, and my annoyance had blinded me to just how generous my little brother really was. Okay, before this turns into some kind of weepy love fest, I will tell you what happened next. I took out the Tic Tacs, popped one into my mouth, and offered one to Jeffrey. He held out his hand, pinched the Tic Tac between his thumb and pointer finger, flipped it into his mouth, and promptly threw up onto my sneakers. My first reaction was to shout,
"Ugh, Jeffrey! Mom!"
Jeffrey looked up at me with the hurt little deer eyes he gets when I yell at him and ran to the bathroom. Mom told me not to move, got a white plastic kitchen garbage bag, made me step onto it, and then took my sneakers off of me as I stepped off of the bag. My dad was just kind of staring at everything with a baffled expression until my mother told him to go after Jeffrey. Then she turned back to me and told me to stay still, even though I was dying to take off my favorite sweatpants, which now had gore-spattered cuffs. She was dialing her cell phone at top speed, which I couldn't figure out until she started talking into it.
"Hello, this is Mrs. Alper, Jeffrey Alper's mother. He's a patient, clinical trial number 366. They told me to call if he..." "Okay, I'll hold."
"Mom, what's going on? Why do you have to call?"
"Is this the nurse? Okay, Jeffrey left there 2 hours ago and he just vomited. What should we do?"
I was thinking a quicker cleanup might be a great place to start, but nobody was asking me for guidance here. In fact, my mom was leaning way down by the garbage bag, examining the vomit, and any interruption of this bizarre task seemed unwise.
"No, there's no blood in it." "Well, my older son gave him a Tic Tac. Orange. Do we have to adjust his meds?" "Yes." "And you'll fax the adjustments to Dr. Perot here? I should call him in about an hour. Okay, thanks."
She hung up and turned to me.
"Stephen, we have to be really careful with what Jeffrey eats for a while."
As I took off my sweats and my mom started in on my sneakers with some paper towels and a can of carpet cleaner, I muttered, "Now you tell me." My mom stopped, looked up at me, laughed a little, and surprised me with a quick hug.
"I missed you, Stephen."
"I missed you too, Mom."
"Now go tell your brother you're not mad at him, okay?"
And I realized I actually wasn't mad at him. All in all, this had been quite the morning for surprises. I went into the bathroom, threw my socks in the hamper. They looked clean, but just in case. And put my arms around Jeffrey. My dad was there, sitting on the closed toilet seat, trying to be comforting, but he really hadn't gotten his bearings yet with this cancer situation. I think he was relieved when Jeffrey leaned right into me. I started my old trusty, "Hush, Jeffy" chant. My dad tiptoed out, and after a while, Jeffrey calmed down.